We got a couple of special guests in the studio this morning. The Sioux Falls Storm will be at home coming up this weekend. And we've got Chris Dixon and Eric Van Beek of the Sioux Falls Storm joining us. How are you guys? Welcome.
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. It's been a few years since we've had you here, Chris. I think our last conversation was our first conversation. That was when you first came to Sioux Falls. It's nice to have you back again.
I appreciate the invite.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what you guys are doing this weekend, because the Storm are trying to tackle the issue of child abuse. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, that's something that kind of came up. Well, coming up on the 6 months now since the news that came out with the Adrian Peterson's son here in Sioux Falls. Right. Obviously got a lot of attention both nationally and regionally. We kind of saw as an organization kind of an uprising of, you know, a lot of opinion was, why does it take something like that for us to, notice these things happen in our community? So along with a couple other companies that we deal with, Waterbury Coleman Heating and Cooling and Fluxer, who does a lot of our online stuff, we went to the Children's Inn here in town, did a tour, and that was an absolutely eye-opening experience.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It really is.
It's crazy what goes on in our own backyard that most people just aren't aware of. I wasn't aware of it. The number that really stood out to me was 554 kids stayed at the Children's Inn last year. And that's just children. That doesn't count their moms and anybody else that's there. I think over 1,000 total. But 554 children alone, and that's Sioux Falls, were either victims of neglect or abuse last year and needed to go stay at the Children's Inn. And the average stay is like 14 days. So, I mean, the stuff that they do for these kids and these families that are directly a part of our community is really amazing, and stuff that we just weren't aware of.
So what are you guys doing to try to help in that regard?
Well, what we wanted to do, first of all, was we got three goals with this game. To raise awareness of the fact that this stuff does happen in our community. To raise funds for the Children's Inn. As you can imagine, with that many people going through, it costs a lot of money to take care of it. And also to win the game.
Well, that's where Chris comes in for you guys.
No, but I mean, like I said, with all those people coming through, it takes a lot of money. What was it, 14,000 diapers a year is one number they told us. I mean, that's just diapers. So imagine how much money it takes to run an organization.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
This. So we're going to do our best to raise some funds. We're going to have about 1,000 T-shirts to give away with free will donation. Also, as of right now, you can go to storm4kids.com, storm4kids.com, and donate right there. 100% of the proceeds go to the Children's Inn.
Which is awesome. Eric Van Beek and Chris Dixon of the Sioux Falls Storm are here. You guys are having, Chris, another great season. You're just tearing it up.
Yeah, we're trying to keep pace.
We're trying
to not be the team that lets the Storm down right now.
Well, you guys have an incredible following here. People are passionate about the Sioux Falls Storm.
Right. It's a way of life. I mean, you got to think, like I was explaining to you before we got on air, you know, football here is a way of life. I mean, from high school. I mean, it's amazing when I went to my first high school game last fall and seen, you know, all the people at a game. And I remember, you know, it wasn't even like the two city rivals that I went to. It was like Rapid City and Roosevelt. And it was amazing how many people was at the game.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, so I see why the Storm get the backing they get. Because I've seen high school kids get a great backing. You know, I've been places where you don't get that kind of backing for high school. I didn't even in high school. And so to see that was amazing to me. And, you know, you could really see what this city is all about. And I think we should have a fight with ESPN about Title Town. Because, just because we don't have an NFL team or, you know, a major, you know, upscale college teams, what they consider here, doesn't mean it's not Title Town. So...
Yeah, well, it's and again, you guys not only are the fans passionate, and I totally agree with you. There's just a great love of the game of football here, but you guys have just consistently been a force to be reckoned with. It's been incredible to watch the victory after victory after victory. Why do these teams even show up?
Well, you know, everybody wants to take a teammate of mine said it the other day. Everybody wants to take a shot at us.
Sure.
I mean, of course, we got the bullseye. And I think we do a great job of handling the bullseye. I think there's a lot of people who cannot deal with that pressure. And I think, you know, it starts everywhere, though. It's not the players. It's not just the players. I mean, it's the ownership to our administration staff, to, you know, Coach Riggs, then to our players. You know, it trickles down. If you go into the office, it's competitive. Whether you believe it or not, they're competitive.
Sure.
And then you whether it's ticket sales, it's game day, you know, shoot, we can take it to a county. You know, they're all competitive. Yeah. I've been in that office where they've had some conversations, and it's competitive.
Right.
And then you jump out to the coaching staff. I mean, everybody knows Curtis is a big, big competitive person. But you take him, and now you take, you know, our other coaches, you know, and they go at it, you know, and then you go to the players. I mean, we push each other every day. So, you know, and anybody know Todd Tryon? That's probably the most competitive guy I've ever met in my life. You know, between him and Coach Riggs, I don't know who's worse right now. I'm trying to figure that out. But, you know, to have those type of guys, I mean, it trickles down. And so, you know, we all have that opportunity to feed off them, and it's been great.
I always hope that because of the success we have and the continued success that we have as an organization, that people don't ever assume that it's easy.
Right.
The amount of work that goes in is...
Oh, it's got to be. Yeah. And as we were talking off the air, Chris, that passion you're talking about, it shows through. The passion of the players, the passion of the whole organization, in not only on the field, but things like we're talking about, what you're doing with child abuse. Mm-hmm. Things off the field and in the community, too.
Well, like you said, though, I think the one thing that I think Eric can probably agree with me on is it's easy to get motivated. I mean, it's easy to be motivated for something. It's hard to stay motivated for that, especially when you've won as many championships that we've won.
Right.
It's hard to stay motivated. I mean that most people would be complacent, fine, but we're not. We never are. Every year is a new year. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, Eric, I'm going to start with Eric on game day. I don't think our game day has been the same year in and year out, you know, or what our theme is for each season has never been the same. You know, he gives us a new motivation. You know, hey, you know, when I first got here, I remember it being a dawn of a new dynasty, you know, and that was my motivation. You know,
sure.
When they gave me that, they said, Chris, this is the year of a dawn of a new dynasty. We're starting a new dynasty right now. Okay. That was my motivation.
And you did.
Yes, he did.
Like something like protect our house the next year.
Right.
And we wanted to do that. So we went from losing one game my first year to going undefeated my second year because we wanted to protect home. And I don't know what happened last year. I left, but I don't know what the theme was. And, you know, this year is more of a superhero thing because superheroes don't get, you know, complacent. They're always looking to help. They're always looking to give back. And I think that's what we're doing this year. If you notice, with child abuse, with the players, a lot of us going to reading, a lot of us going around to different schools. You know, we're all participating in something to give back to our community, just like superheroes would. And so it's big to every year. It's been something different that has motivated us to stay on top. So we don't just look for the motivation on the field. It's the things that happen off the field that help us be successful on the field. There's a lot of people don't understand that, but that's what it is.
And I have to give credit to our players for that. I mean, we've had teams in the past that haven't been as easily influenced into working with kids and working with the community. Our team this year has just been incredible. They jump at the opportunity. So I wanted to thank the guys for that.
Chris Dixon and Eric Van Beek of the Sioux Falls Storm are here. Eric, for people who want to attend the game this weekend, want more information, what can they do?
Tickets are still available. We're getting close, though, so get yours soon. Get them at the Arena Box Office, or you can get them through our website, SiouxFallsStorm.com. And again, if you do want to learn more about what we're doing for child abuse awareness this week, you can go to our website, SiouxFallsStorm.com, or you can donate at Storm4Kids.com.
And we're excited, of course, in a couple of weeks, the Sioux Falls Storm games will be moving
right here,
back here to Kello.
Right here on Kello. Absolutely.
So we're excited about that.
Yep.
Good luck to you guys, and I hope things go well this weekend.
I appreciate
thanks,
it.
Go get them.